From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How soon before the name Isabel gets in a crossword puzzle?
The next time it comes up, that's probably in a puzzle. That's about guaranteed.
Can I just say something, as someone who was without power because of the hurricane, that something that is good to put in everybody's emergency preparedness kit, candles, matches, flashlights, batteries, puzzle books.
There you go.
Puzzle books. Great way to pass the time, I'll tell you. Crossword puzzles by flashlight, nothing like it. Well, listen, I actually found myself thinking about the challenge that you gave everyone last week. So why don't you repeat it for us, please?
Yes, I said, think of a familiar four-word phrase, 14 letters altogether, in which the first and third words are the same. And I said, all the letters in the phrase are from the odd-numbered positions of the alphabet, A, C, E, G, I, K, etc. What phrase is it?
What phrase is it?
Well, my intended answer was easy come, easy go.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked come see, come saw.
Ah.
And my favorite non-answer, also in 14 letters, was my mosque, my imam.
Oh, interesting. Easy come, easy go describes the power.
Yeah.
In my house. Well, 1,600 listeners came up with that phrase, and our randomly chosen winner is Michael Honing in Seattle, Washington. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Leanne.
So,
hi.
I understand that you're kind of nervous about doing this?
A little bit.
What do you do there in Seattle?
I work with computers, computer software.
Oh, what's the weather like?
We got sun. Nothing very exciting like you've got.
Oh, well, we just have a little hurricane, a little tropical storm that went by. Sun in Seattle, I think that's very, very interesting. But you've been having it all summer, right?
We sure have. It's been a great summer.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you've been enjoying it. Well, now, something to enjoy. You ready to play?
I think so.
Ah, I'm sure you are. Will, please meet Michael. Let's play.
All right, Michael. Today we're going food shopping. Every answer is an anagram of a brand name of a food item that you might buy at a supermarket. And here's number one, file, F-I-L-E, and it's a breakfast cereal.
Life.
That's correct. Number two, maps. M-A-P-S, it's processed meat.
Spam.
Uh-huh. Load, L-O-D-E, for pineapples.
Dole.
That's correct. Nat, G-N-A-T, and it's a drink mix.
Tang.
Very good. Grope, G-R-O-P-E, and it's a spaghetti sauce.
Prego.
Good. Naive, N-A-I-V-E, it's bottled water.
Evian.
Good. Pureed, P-U-R-E-E-D, a brand of chicken.
Purdue. Mm.
That's it. Senate, S-E-N-A-T-E, it's a brand of drink mix.
Drink mix.
Nesty.
Nesty, yeah. Good. Metals, M-E-T-A-L-S, and it's a brand of beer.
Okay.
Imported beer.
Imported light beer.
Imported light beer from Holland.
Amstel.
Amstel, yeah. Is right. Downer, D-O-W-N-E-R, a brand of bread.
Wonder.
Disroot, D-I-S-R-O-O-T, snack chips.
Snack chip. Okay, Doritos.
Doritos is right. Golfers, G-O-L-F-E-R-S, coffee.
Folgers.
Uh-huh. Imposer, I-M-P-O-S-E-R, a brand of margarine.
Promise.
Is it? Good. Episcopal, E-P-I-S-C-O-P-A-L, soft drink.
Okay, so... Pepsi Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi Cola is right. And here's your last one. Generating, G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-N-G, a brand of frozen vegetables.
Okay.
It's a two-word name.
So pick two words out of all those letters.
Yeah. Would ho...
Green giant.
Yes.
Green giant, is it? Good job.
Ho, wow. Ho, ho. Michael, you're great at these.
Well, thanks.
We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. We're going to send you that weekend edition of Lapel Pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the book The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and we have a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Perfect when the power goes out or when the sun comes up in Seattle. Tell us, Michael, what's your public radio station?
Well, we've got two around here, and we listen to both and support both, and that's KUOW and KPLU.
Excellent. Michael Honing in Seattle, Washington. Thanks so much for being our guest today and for supporting your local public radio station.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. All right, Will, everyone wants to work on a puzzle. I know I need something to work on while my lights are out. What's yours, please?
Well, we're still shopping with this. Think of two supermarket products whose brand names are anagrams of each other. These aren't necessarily foods, but they are things you'd buy at a supermarket. And here's a hint. Both names start with C, as in Charlie. Now, rearrange the letters again, still keeping the C at the start. Add two letters to the front, and you'll name a third supermarket product. What is it? So again, two supermarket products whose brand names are anagrams of each other. Both names start with C. Rearrange the letters again, still keeping the C at the start. Add two letters to the front, and you'll name a third supermarket product. What products are these?
Okay, when you know, put that answer in an email and send it to us at puzzle@npr.org. Once again, that's P-U-Z-Z-L-E, puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner because you're going to get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from home this week. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.